You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Paul Ibarra Robertson joined the Marine Corps as a teenager. Later in life, he spent his time helping guide teenagers as dean of students at San Francisco's Galileo High School. Now, he says he can draw upon those and other experiences to lead San Francisco as its next mayor. KALW's Ben Trefney sat down with the candidate to talk about what the city would look like under his guidance.
So on your website, you call your plan for the city the Grand Vision, and I want to go through that vision piece by piece. So the first one is something that everybody in the city talks about, obviously, it's homelessness. So what's your idea around homelessness?
You know, as being in the Marines and being a dean of students in the district, you know, I use a little tough love. I think we have all the resources and everything necessary to help the homeless here in San Francisco and slash addicts. A lot of them are drug addicts. But we don't push them to the services. I think they would appreciate it. Of course, they have to go through a period of detox. They might not like it then. But in the end, if you were to find some of these addicts and they went through the system, if they came out clean, I'm sure they would thank you for that, because I know they don't want to be on heroin or hooked on heroin.
What's your answer then to provide that detox and help out homeless people? I mean, obviously it would take certain allocation of resources, certain kind of strategy.
Right. I think we could use something like one of these, what's it, CPMC hospital. I think they opened a new one on Van Ness, but I'm pretty sure that's CPMC. So they have two. They have one on California Street.
Right.
But we could use the hospital and put money into that. It's already existing. It's already the rooms. Everything's there. And have the detox there, you know, with staff, move some staff there, detox them there, and make sure it's secure, you know, with the sheriff's officers in the lobby, just like they do at General Hospital, something like that, so they're not running around. That's what I found out is in my experiences working in schools, you know, as a dean. Right away, I would just take care of the hall walkers in 2 days. You know, I had my own style. In 2 days, the hall walking would be almost down to nothing. There'd only be a few tough guys that are out there that were waiting to challenge me.
What was that style?
Well, I'd confront them. You have to confront them, you know, and they're going to argue. It looks ugly at first because they're not used to the discipline, or they're not used to anybody telling them what to do. They're not used to any rules or any law and order. And that was my job in San Francisco Unified. They'd only walk in the halls because they could.
Do you think that it would apply in a similar way then with homeless people in San Francisco?
Oh, sure.
For you, like kind of my law and order kind of mentality, essentially?
Sure, sure. You just have to tell them, look, we're not here to mess you up, but this has got to stop. You need to go take advantage of the services.
So do you think that you would like incarcerate a whole lot of people like right away as mayor?
Oh, no, no, no.
I mean, because you would have to figure there'd be a lot of resistance or people who either on purpose wouldn't listen or on accident wouldn't listen to what the police are telling them.
You can do things without incarcerating them. You'd have to cite. You could probably cite them. After a while, the ones that are still doing it, then maybe you would have to incarcerate some of them, sure.
So it does sound like a stepped-up police presence.
Yes.
Let's jump into another thing you definitely have a lot of attention on in the Grand Vision, which is traffic and transit. So we'll start with the header of road conditions.
Oh, my goodness. The road conditions in San Francisco are horrible. It drives me nuts. There's just potholes everywhere. I would take some of that $500 million they spent like last year on the homeless. I would cut that budget down and use some of that money to go towards paving the streets.
So you'd put less money in homeless services and put that into street repair.
Right. But you can't just take it all away from the homeless. You can divvy it up, maybe make a six-year plan.
So another issue is parking. So what are your thoughts on parking in San Francisco?
Oh, my God. Parking is getting bad, especially in the business districts. I don't know how they expect these small businesses to survive without the parking.
But so where the city is kind of leaning towards less parking, trying to push transit or biking more forward, you want to provide more parking.
Well, they want everybody to ride bikes in San Francisco. I can see it. It's I think it's insidious. They want everybody to ride bikes in San Francisco, the hilliest city in the country. And how is that going to happen? I'll tell you, you remember when they used to have those, what do you call those, Black Fridays, or when the bicycle riders would ride?
Critical mass.
Critical mass. Even the leader of critical mass, I still haven't seen him riding up a hill with a sack of groceries and on his bicycle.
Well, he might have an electric bike now.
He might. But, you know, I'm telling you, it just can't be done.
So, well, one thing that could work for that, though, is like Uber and Lyft. And you're interested in promoting further growth of ride-sharing companies.
I like rideshare. I think that rideshare is here to stay. People count on it, rely on it. I don't think there's any way people can go without it now. I mean, it's so convenient.
But so would you facilitate that more in different ways?
I would. I would open up those bus lanes. It used to be for taxis. I think that they could use it for Ubers that have passengers. You know, like if you picked up a passenger, then you can use it to take people home or take them where they're going.
If you were to provide more facilitation for ride sharers, would you want to see them give more of a cut to the city?
You know, I have no idea what kind of cut they're giving the city right now.
I don't think they get any cut. But you could put some sort of a surcharge for a city like San Francisco, then allowing access to the bus lanes the way they did with Google buses,
that's an idea. That's an idea.
Well, okay, so let's jump into just some real quick answers on a few more of the issues that are facing the city. All right, public education in San Francisco.
It needs a lot of work. It needs discipline.
How about social media as part of our lives?
Oh, I'm just learning how to use it. I think it's fine. I mean, just don't let the kids use it in school during class time.
When I say San Francisco, what do you think of?
Should be the most beautiful, wonderful city in the whole United States.
Paul Ibarra Robertson is running to be the next mayor of San Francisco. He spoke with KALW's Ben Trefney. Ben has interviewed all the candidates in the race except two, Robert Jordan, who provided no contact information to the Department of Elections, and Mayor London Breed, whose staff said she was too busy to talk before Election Day. We're still hoping to share what they have to say with you. So if you're listening, Robert Jordan and Mayor Breed, give us a call.